This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Yes, we're such big fans.
Because we're joined by one of the funniest people on TV right now. She plays Principal Ava Coleman on the Emmy winning. I mean, literally, if you don't like hear every other word coming out of someone's mouth that isn't Abbott Elementary, I don't know what you're talking about. It's Janelle James.
Hi, Janelle.
I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much. Thank you. No, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to have a whole segment with you. I have a bunch of questions ready. But for now, we're going to hop right into the news. And I was wondering if you would kindly kick us off.
Excellent.
All right, here we go.
All right. The New York Post says that being a cheap date is in. And there's a new word for it, infladating. Mm-hmm. Coined by the dating app Plenty of Fish, infladating is opting for a low-cost loving in the age of inflation. So instead of dinner and a movie where you have to pay for gas and food and tickets, an average of $98, not New York, for an evening out, daters are going on a walk in the park or having a drink over Zoom.
I don't want to drink over Zoom.
I do like being inventive, though, and
sure.
That this is
creative.
A priority. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, I guess, you know, I was just like, hey, Netflix and chill, you know. But, like, if you're also just getting to know somebody, do you even feel comfortable having them over to your house?
That is a no.
To theirs?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm not going to, I think cheap is making it sound cheap, but I'd go on a low-cost date if it's creative and I like the person, we have fun, yeah. Sure.
You know what's a good date to do? If you get a first date, you don't want to buy like someone a four-course meal, if you don't want to, do a happy hour. Because, girl, I will buy you a jalapeno popper. There's no risk in that, right? Yeah. We each get to share it. Yeah. If we don't like each other, go your own way. It costs me $6.99.
Yeah, I'm definitely good. Feed me.
If you had, say, Janelle, you're tasked. You have to be creative and come up with the infla date. What are you doing?
Why am I doing that? I'm a woman. I've done enough. I'm here.
I want to go on a date with
you. I'm here. What else do you want?
I love that. I've done enough. I'm here. Hello. And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, up next, if you don't like to deliver bad news, the University of California, Berkeley has a new course for you. I really found this story interesting. The Wall Street Journal reports that Berkeley Haas School of Business added this course. It's called Difficult Conversations Conflict Lab. And they added it to its curriculum to help future business leaders learn how to navigate office politics, give criticism, and just kind of deal with all that uncomfortable stuff that we have to deal with in life. That's life. I don't know. I'm into this. I feel like this could work in more areas. Like, you got to deal with stuff. So how are you going to deal with it?
Are you a straight shooter?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
You seem
like one.
But
this sounds like teaching people how to fire you in a nice way. That's what it sounds like for business leaders, but I'll take that. I'm pretty straight shooter.
I believe you.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
How would you fire someone if you had to?
Oh, I just fired someone just recently. It was a phone call.
Okay.
I said, you're fired.
And they said?
And they said, I knew it was coming.
Oh. And then you said?
I said, oh, well, that's great. So, gotta go, because I'm running in somewhere. Always have somewhere to go when you do the call. Like, oh, what's that? Gotta go. So sorry. See, best wishes.
You are a straight shooter.
I mean, you know.
Again, I think life you should teach a class on this. Yeah.
Well, I think she just did teach a class on it. That's how you do it.
Yeah,
hey, you're
you.
Fired. Gotta
thank
go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Awesome.
That was easy. Well, tis sorry, the season for overnight guests, and the website Study Finds says that if they stay 4 days or longer, you are ready to throw them out, right? 49% of people say 3 days is max for their hosting during the holidays. Okay, but I mean, think about that. That's a long time, 4 days to have anybody in your house. What?
Well, I like your sensibility so much.
Four
I can't
days,
wait
three
to hear.
Nights.
Yeah, that's is that
you
too long?
You checking out 4 days on the fourth day? I would make that clear. Not 4 nights. Yeah. 3 nights.
And
check
and
out before noon.
What if they what if they came to you and said, you know, Janelle, I'm having such a good time.
I'm sure, because I'm a great host. But check out is yeah. Check out is at noon.
She says,
including my mom. She knows.
Really?
I just love.
No, I'm joking. I love my mom.
I love it. I do. But this is interesting. A show of hands, who thinks that like there is an expiration date for house guests?
Everyone.
Almost everyone in here. Mm-hmm.
I think you should sort of set it up ahead of time, right? Yeah, you have to have the conversation.
And then like with children, you stick with the boundary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Do you remember
right.
what I say whenever it's time to go, whether it's a dinner party or guest? I always look at them and I say, well, this was fun. Right? And that means get out.
Yes, get out.
Get
well,
out.
Speaking of the holidays, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the beauty babe or the beauty junkie in your life, you have to go to Net-a-Porter because I don't know if you know, oh my God, everything they do is so
luxe. Oh my God, Drew, thank you so much.
I know, by the way, I am going to gift this to you. All right, so here's what you
get. I don't even know what's in it, look at me.
Because everybody can do this. If you go to Net-a-Porter and you spend $200 and something, you can get $1,000 worth of beauty. It's about $299.
Wow.
And then you get this advent calendar that's worth $1,000 of beauty. And this is what Net-a-Porter is doing for Christmas. So Merry Christmas,
thank
Janelle. Just, you know, a present because we get to keep this conversation going. I heard that Chris Rock cold called you.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about it because we're going to break and we're going to hear about it right after that. I can't wait.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ava, I got you.
Wait a minute, are you sure? Because I got Ava.
I did too.
Yeah, I put my name in a few times because I knew all of your mediocre gifts would add up to one decent gift. $17 to the office loft. I didn't think it would be yours, Gregory.
That is the hilarious Janelle James from the Emmy Award winning show, all the rage, most successful show on television. Thank you, everybody, Abbott Elementary. Okay, so going into the break, I asked you, is it true that Chris Rock cold called you? And how did that happen?
It was around this time. I think it was the day after Christmas, about 5 years ago. And I had been doing stand-up for about 5 years at that time. And I had an unknown number pop up on my phone. And who answers that? And I answered it for whatever reason. And it was, and I said hello. And he said, Janelle James, Christopher Rock, like that. And I was like, get the hell. And, you know, I'm a comedian.
He announces himself as Christopher.
But I'm glad he did because I'm a comedian. We're all jerks. It could have been somebody pranking me. And if he had said Chris Rock, I would have hung up. I would have been like, whoever this is, leave me alone. But Christopher Rock is, I'm like, oh, this is Chris Rock. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. But he was my first big tour. Like, he took me on tour with him. And that, like, introduced me to, like, such a, you know, a way broader fan base than I had at the time, which were just, like, white dudes in the Midwest.
Okay, so you play, like, you know, the bad boss on the show. You got tons of attitude.
Bad.
I love your character so much.
Thank you.
Did you base your character on anyone? Like, did you know who she was?
I read it, and I was like, oh, this lady's crazy. And I remember when we were shooting, I said, I'm going to be nuts with her and do that and be zany and be hilarious because she does a lot of awful things. So she has to be compelling in a lot of ways. She has to be charming. She has to be, you know, on and hilarious. So it's amazing, I guess what actors call it, a dream role. It's
yeah.
so fun.
And it's not easy to do. And you pull it off so brilliantly.
Thank you so much, Drew. People think comedy is easy. It's not.
Exactly. Okay, I love this story so much about you are working at Pretzel Time.
I was. That was my first job, youngest manager in Pretzel Time history, by the way. But anyway, Chris Rock, who?
Chris Rock, who? Pretzel Time.
It was a great job for me because I had a lot of responsibilities, but then I quit it for the most benign reason.
Which
I do still. I quit jobs for any reason. And the reason for that place, we had a lovely, almost this color, champagne beige ensemble, and then they changed it to bright neon pink, and I was like, people will see me. I'm out of here.
So you are out.
Out of here.
See, I love that about you. What were you like as a student?
Oh, I was very studious. I'm a nerd. I'm still a nerd. And I grew up poor, so like most people. And my mom was really good at making small things seem like such a big gift. So going to the library was like going to Disneyland for us. Like, and if you messed up or misbehaved, it's like, you're not gonna get books this week. And I would bawl. Like, I was a real big reader. I still am. And taking education very seriously is what made me who I am now.
I'm so in love with you. I really am. All right. Would you play my favorite game with me? Red flag, green flag, yellow flag. All right, here we go. All right. We're gonna put 60 seconds on the clock. All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
You're at the movies, and after every single preview, your date leans in and says, that one looks good. Okay, perfect. I'm like, Okay, your date keeps calling you milady.
Oh, my God.
The guy you've been seeing shows up at your door unannounced.
What do you got with him?
Anything you want.
That's it depends.
You're at a party, and your date pulls an Irish exit. They just
Without
disappear.
You?
Yeah, I agree. What if he said, we're gonna both pull an Irish exit together?
I love that.
All right, perfect. Your date chews with his mouth open. Perfect. He says he'll pick you up at 8 p.m., but he arrives at 7:30. Yeah, that is like...
Presumptuous? But
yeah, for me,
I'm
like...
I'm not ready.
We agreed on a time.
I'm not gonna be ready at 8.
I'm always late, but God, do I hate early people.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, your date signed you up for... a date to surprise you, and it's skydiving.
Get out of here, come on.
I love you. Get out of here. Janelle, I think you are the coolest.
Be my friend.
I'm in. Abbott Elementary. Country, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on ABC and streaming on Hulu.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Tomorrow is a brand new episode of the Drew's News podcast. I'm doing a podcast. It is so much fun. This week I sat down with Clea Shearer and Joanna Teplin, and you may know them as the hit wonder that they are, The Home Edit, the women who are changing the world through organizing. They've got their Netflix show. They're building an entire empire. I love them. They're good friends, and we're going to have them on the podcast. Girlfriend energy all the way. So I'm so excited for you to hear that conversation, some juicy debates we have over, like, is it okay to lie about having kids to get out of work? Interesting. Should we give people clothes for the holidays? I don't see anything wrong with that. Seems a lot safer than the lying. All right, here's a quick sneak peek of it.
You're right. I don't often ever buy anyone clothes nor get clothes because, yes, as you said so eloquently, it's a tripwire.
Yeah, it is. And who needs that?
No one needs that. On both ends, you don't need
it. It's a very personal choice, how you wear things, what you wear. Do you like a certain drape, a certain size, a certain fit? Are you want this tight and this loose? Yeah, it's weird.
And also when someone is considering your size in a way that I'm like, I don't want you thinking about it.
Thought about my whole body intimately.
Is my butt going to fit into these jeans?
But it's like a sweatpant?
Great.
Yeah.
No. Totally.
I feel pretty strongly.
I'm glad that we are all in agreement here.
Well, I went in completely neutral, and I'm coming out real strong with you guys. Now I think it's weird, and now anyone who gives me a piece of clothing,
you're going to be like, you were thinking about me like that? No.
I know. You're so right.
The full episode is available tomorrow wherever you get your podcast. Everybody, we make this show for you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.